All right, Carl. A question for you now.
Frightens me, ladies and gentlemen. It frightens
me. This comes from a book called That's a Fact, Jack, by Harry Bright and Jacob Anser. Okay?
Go.
I just picked it up the other day at Barnes & Noble. Of the four fundamental forces, gravity, electromagnetism, weak nuclear force, and strong nuclear force, which is by far the weakest?
Oh, electromagnetism.
Nope.
Nope.
Dang. Nope. It's gone. It's gone. Gravity.
Gravity, really?
Is supposedly by far the... I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just reading it from this book. Okay. Scientists at the Tomahawk Fusion Test Reactor in Princeton, New Jersey, have produced temperatures as high as 290 million degrees Fahrenheit, or about 34 times as hot as the center of the sun. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Where do they put that? I mean, I don't understand that. If you can do that, what? Why doesn't it melt what it is that you're doing it on?
Because I believe that is it's not subject to a surface. It will melt a surface. I'm going back to watching these television specials that they can create the heat without affecting a surface. And that's all I can say about that particular topic. Okay. But nonetheless.
Well, I've got one I've been thinking about every morning when I stir my coffee. I put a little sugar in, just a touch. Now, if I stir it from right to left,
which is
I'm going clockwise, and I'm with the Coriolis effect in the northern hemisphere.
Correct.
If I stir it left to right,
yes, counterclockwise,
which is counterclockwise,
correct,
because that might create more friction within the melting sugar. Would the sugar dissolve more quickly going left to going left, or would it? Is it the same going right?
Well, normally in the morning, since I can't even see my cup of coffee, that's a very interesting question. And you know, the question of movement. This is, believe it or not, this raises a very interesting question. The question of movement in a particular hemisphere, and the Incas, the Aztecs, and others understood this, has a direct correlation to our ability to be able to feel better and understand how we do things in that particular hemisphere.
I'm astounded by your eruditeness here.
Well, it's absolutely true, because they understood the centrifugal force of nature. They had a sense of that. They understood that when wind blew. Well, they understood the nature of the position of the stars, and that we were in the northern hemisphere were rotating one way, and in the southern hemisphere were rotating in another. And they knew this 5,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago. That's fascinating to me. And they understood how friction worked, even at that point.
Okay.
Fascinating. Answer your question about the sugar.
No, here's my question.
Yes.
Yeah, what does
counter-clock,
it work?
Counterclockwise.
You think
my aunt
would
did,
be better.
My aunt did that for many years.
You know, I'm going to go to some scientists this week.
Let's go to them.
And I'm going to ask them if you're right or if you're wrong. If you're wrong, you owe me a cup of coffee.
You got to bet. My aunts always, and they were like you, I no longer do that because I can't, sugar, and it went counterclockwise as opposed to clockwise. And I asked them that question probably a half a century ago, and she said,
really?
You never stir the coffee in the direction upon which we are moving. And that's what she said. It's an old wives' tale.
Now, that's a very wise woman.
Never stir the coffee in the direction in which we are moving. I had no idea what the heck the woman was saying. What does that mean? I was a kid. But later on, I got it, which direction we are moving is the way the earth is moving us.
Did you like science as a kid when you went to high school?
My brother did. He was fascinated by it. Fascinated by science.
Well,
I was not.
No, did you like it or not?
I was more interested in the philosophy of it, not the science of it. I was more interested in the sense of Albert Einstein's thinking of relativity as opposed to actually doing it. Because I was always fascinated by time, fascinated by the ability to be able to move in time, always. I've read every time book there is to read. Everything about time I've read, I'm fascinated by it because I believe you can do it. I absolutely, when Einstein E equals MC squared. By the sense of gravity, I do believe we can travel in time. I have a real firm sense of that.
So that's energy equals mass times the square of light. Is that correct? How old were you when you thought you understood that?
Seven. 7 years old.
I'm working with a genius
here. No, you're not.
I'm amazed.
I thought I understood it.
At seven, I was still with the Dick and Jane series. Or maybe not. I might have been to the Hardy Boys at that time. That's amazing. But you're always fascinated with time.
Time. It fascinates me as I look at the clock.
I know.
And
well,
time.
Yes. Well, you've got 10 seconds if you want.
And time, we say, this is...
Smith Sabatino.
We're back. America,
weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, is it legal to leave a minor child home alone? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Order in the court.
Yes, it's legal. There's no federal law in regards to leaving children home alone. However, a few states have home alone laws, like Maryland, Colorado, and Oregon, who spell out an age requirement. But Illinois is the most conservative, where a parent could face child abandonment charges of a year in jail for leaving a 14-year-old home alone. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The U.S. Senate Committee on Aging wants to allow pills to be electronically outfitted with transmitters, end quote, which would track the patient's compliance and broadcast that information back to government health care enforcers who check for compliance and efficacy. This would allow government health operators, for example, to know whether you've taken all your prescribed psychiatric medications. If you veer from the course of pharmaceuticals prescribed by your doctor, healthcare enforcement agents could be dispatched to your door to make sure you start taking your pills.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.